Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. British voters plunged global markets into unknown territory by voting to leave the European Union. The results of the Brexit vote, the term that was used to describe the referendum, caught many off guard. As Millar Sager reports, analysts say the resulting volatility could last for weeks, if not longer.
For those who voted to leave the European Union, the outcome was reason to celebrate. But in financial markets around the world, there was little to cheer about. Speaking to VOA's Jill Maladrino, financial analyst Stephen Kalijan says investors should hang on to their cash until the crisis blows over.
I don't think this is a buying opportunity. I think that this could be the catalyst to something that could last throughout the whole summer.
The uncertainty sent stock prices sharply lower on Wall Street. Analysts say there's no reason to panic yet, but because there is no historic precedence for such an exit, many say financial markets could face continued volatility for weeks, perhaps even months. Millar Sager, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Barack Obama spoke with British Prime Minister David Cameron and said that he's confident the United Kingdom is committed to an orderly transition. Speaking at Stanford University, Mr. Obama said the relationship between Britain and the United States will not change.
But while the UK's relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure. The EU will remain one of our indispensable partners.
Mr. Obama said he believes the decision to leave the EU speaks to the ongoing changes and challenges that are raised by globalization. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has launched its first airstrikes against the Taliban in Afghanistan since President Barack Obama expanded the authorities under which U.S. troops can attack the insurgents. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook confirmed Friday the strikes were carried out in the southern portion of Afghanistan under those new authorities. He said the strikes hit their intended target, though he would not elaborate. Earlier this month, Mr. Obama expanded U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan to allow more airstrikes against the Taliban, as long as those strikes can help the Afghan offensive succeed. Previously, U.S. commanders were authorized only to use airstrikes to protect U.S. forces on the ground. Fierce fighting erupted in eastern Afghanistan after militants linked to the Islamic State group staged coordinated overnight attacks on Afghan security forces outposts and civilian areas. A provincial government spokesman says the clashes in the district of Kot in Nangarhar province continued into the morning, leaving at least 30 Islamic State militants dead and several others wounded. He confirmed that three civilians, including two women, were also killed, while 12 more were wounded. The Islamic State attack is the first major operation the militant outfit has undertaken outside neighboring Achin district, which is believed to have turned into a main regional base for the militant organization. Pope Francis denounced again Friday the World War I-era mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide when he met with Armenia's president, Serge Sargsyan, a statement that enraged Ankara a year ago. Francis, who is on a three-day visit to Armenia, used the term Metsyagern, but added to his prepared text the word genocide to refer to what he called the first of the deplorable series of catastrophes of the past century. While Turkey acknowledges that hundreds of thousands of Armenians died between 1915 and 1917, it has denied that their killings constituted a campaign of genocide. Israel's military says its troops shot and killed a Palestinian woman after she rammed her vehicle into a West Bank checkpoint on Friday, injuring two Israelis. The army said in a statement the woman accelerated and crashed into a stationary vehicle at the entrance to the settlement of Kiryat Arba. That's near the West Bank city of Hebron, which has been a flashpoint in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And the Brexit news sent world stock markets plummeting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 3.4%. European and Asian markets were also sharply lower. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.